KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Our engineer today is Cliff Hargrove. I'm Jack Anderson, and joining me in Studio 1A tonight to talk about their brand new album, Daredevil, Bad Self, and their release show coming up this Saturday. It's Austin's own Darkbird. Guys, I would love to start with a song.
Crooked cross. I wanna drink from the fountain of you. I'll be your dog. I can be your fatal flaw. You tear me apart, tear me apart, you tear me apart. You tear me apart. Tear me apart, tear me apart. But I got nothing but love for your pain. I wanna fight for your army. Wanna fight for your honor. Box me up if I seem like I'm gonna blow it. And if you ever, ever care for me, I pray to God, don't ever show it. Come on and chew me up, but don't you ever spit me out. When you scold me, I love the sound, love the sound. You tear me apart, tear me apart, you tear me.
Local five-piece Darkbird here in Studio 1A. I'm chatting with vocalist Kelly Barnes and bassist Chris Spencer. Kelly, what's the name of that song?
It's called Fatal Flaw. It's just about love, you know, peace, love, and being torn apart.
I love it. Well, you guys, it's not the first time that you've been in Studio 1A. You were last here in November 2015 after you released your debut EP. I remember feeling my fingers slip. What's been cooking since then? What have you guys been up to?
Well, we've been evolving, changing our sound a little bit like most bands do. We're finding ourselves just writing kind of in a new way, which is really fun and awesome. That's about it.
Rather than waiting to get a whole EP together, just releasing a double-sided, you know, 45 vinyl would be a really cool way to kind of get people interested in what we're doing now.
So speaking of your sound, I was reading your write-up, and I like how you define yourself as not a subgenre rock band.
Right.
But just to humor me real quick, give me one subgenre that you might claim influence one, and then one that's completely wrong from the rock subgenre.
Ooh, subgenre. You want to take this one?
I don't know. I hate the label alternative.
Yeah, you know, people ask us, what are you, like indie rock? Who you sound like? You know, PJ Harvey is a huge influence for me, but I mean, is she alternative? Is that indie? I don't know what that is. And then, you know, then we've been compared to The Killers with a female lead. So it's hard to... Defining your own sound has always been the hardest part of all this, because you want to be like, well, we sound like us, you know? We sound like we do. I mean, what do you think we sound like? It's really hard to be objective, because it's, to us, so subjective.
Right, because, like, you've got a unique sound and everything, but then how do you define that other than, like, oh, these are me and my buddies. We're unique, and we have this own kind of style. Yeah, it's interesting. So how do you come across describing your sound? Is it just, do you just go with rock?
I usually end up saying indie rock because, you know, most people you talk to aren't, you know, musicians or really deep into it. They're just, I mean, it's really, it's one of those things that's so difficult. Someone came up to me at a show recently. We were in Fort Worth, and it was a little bit of an older crowd, and, you know, someone came up and was like, man, Pat Benatar, you guys. And I was like, you know, I love Pat Benatar. It's not really what I'm trying to do now, but I love Pat Benatar. I'll take it. And a few things came out, like Fleetwood Mac. I was like, okay, I definitely know the demographic we're playing for right now. But my favorite, this guy came up to me, and he's like, hey, Evanescence would be proud. And I was like, am I older than Evanescence? But I was like, thanks so much, man. You know, we bought a bunch of stuff. So I was like,
hey, wake me up inside, man.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think a part of me really, really liked that song when it came out, like secretly singing it in the shower. But I don't know. I mean, we just do, like, we're a cross between, I like to say Yeah, Yeah, Yeah as PJ Harvey. I like The Killers. I like that reference because I've never even thought about that, but the songs are really arranged. And, you know, not anyone can just sit in with us at any time, like, all right, four on the floor, here we go. It's, you know, they're mostly pretty well thought out. So I don't know. I just kind of give a handful of bands that I think, but I can't pinpoint us. We're Dark Bird. We sound like Dark Bird. Eventually, hopefully someone's like, we sound like Dark Bird.
Yeah. There it is. There's the goal. Well, as she said, it is Dark Bird in Studio 1A. They have a new double side coming out. It's Daredevil Bad Self. The release show is this Saturday at the Barracuda, along with Quiet Company. They were just here in Studio 1A. We actually featured them for a song of the day today. Also, MCG, Buttercup, and Criminal Birds. And you have a show coming up in September?
Yes, we do. We're doing a Penny Fest, which is September 2nd at Empire Control Room. It's going to be a big, huge deal, and we're really excited for it. This is our PR team and our manager throwing this. Penny Loafer is our PR group, and they're throwing a big festival, and we're really looking forward to it. A lot of great bands that night, too. So we've got the 19th coming up this Saturday with such a good group of bands, and then on the 2nd... Empire Control Room, inside shows, outside shows. So that's what's coming up for us.
It's KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I would love to hear a new song.
Yeah, this is going to be off our little adorable white 7-inch vinyl. This is the B-side, but we couldn't decide which one should be the B-side, but we love it. Actually, it's one I wrote the lyrics about, Prince. So if you put that together, here it is, Bad Self.
With your bad self, patiently we're waiting. Baby, take the room. Take them to your pearly kingdom. Cause they're kneeling at your throne. I think God is in the third row. He wants to go crazy, crazy. And I think he would follow you to hell.
Yeah!
That is some kick-butt local rock, courtesy of Darkbird here in Studio 1A. It's KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, and I'm chatting with vocalist Kelly Barnes and bassist Chris Spencer. Kelly, how you feel?
Great.
You look full of life right now.
You know, even without an audience here, it's like hard to sing that song without like jumping around and going a little crazy. A, to hit the notes, and then just B, just, I know, I feel it. We love this song. It's a rocker, and you know, every band needs a rocker, and right now this is ours.
Yeah, do you mind taking a second to introduce your fellow bandmates?
I do. We've got Michael Martinez. I can't say it as good as Lori Gallardo does. The last time we were here, when she said Mike Martinez's name, we were like, well, he's the star of the show. Got Mike on synth. We've got Brian Cole on guitar.
Hello.
Ethan Yeager on drums. And Chris Spencer on bass.
Well, it's Darkbird in Studio 1A. You can check out their brand new double side, the 7-inch release show for Daredevil Bad Self, is this Saturday at Barracuda. I'm joining a Quiet Company, as well as MCG, Buttercup, and Criminal Birds. You can find the details and tickets at barracudaaustin.com. Well, lady and gentlemen, I really appreciate you guys coming by. Can't wait to have you back again. That's going to wrap up the broadcast portion of the session with Darkbird, but they're going to record one more song that you can find on our website, kutx.org, here in the near future. I'd like to thank our multimedia team for grabbing some video goodies. You can see some stuff from them shortly on the same website, kutx.org. Our engineer today is Cliff Hargrove, and for KUTX 98.9, I'm Jack Anderson.